Just a second, we'll continue.
I just repeat. In your vision, you found yourself talking with some aliens who took you from your home when you was 3 years old, and they brought you in their spaceship. Is this correct?
Correct.
Okay. Now, please, let me know. I'm talking to you, 3 years old, a boy. What they doing for you over there?
They drilled something in my leg.
They put something in your leg? Which leg? Left, right?
Right.
Right leg. What area of your leg they put something? Okay. Is this correct?
Yeah.
Okay. They put that. And you feel something. It's a painful?
Hurt, pain.
It's a pain. It's a hurt, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What else they did to you?
I want to get up.
Oh, you get up.
Say, I can't. I don't know.
You wanted that time, you want to get up, but you couldn't?
I don't know.
What else they did to you after they put something? Maybe it was a chip or something, or they did some took some maybe tissue took from you for research. Is it possible?
My back. They did something to my back.
Oh, they did something for your back? That time you felt something in your back as well?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Whole back or some part of your back?
At the
low back. That side, right? I see. Let me see. 1 second. That area.
Here? To the middle.
Here? I see.
A little higher.
High, okay, yeah. Fine. Oh, I see. Okay. Is it still hurt? Or nothing?
No? Yeah, it hurts.
It still hurt? Okay. Okay. So that hurt in your right leg, and that hurt in your back over there. Still hurt. Okay. And 3 years old. Okay, I see. Okay. So you mean it always was like that after 3 years old. Is this correct?
My leg got better. My back always hurts.
So your right leg become better, but your back still hurt you. Okay, I got it. Okay, now, after all, what they done to you? Just back in your leg, that's it?
They looked inside my mind.
Your mind? So they scan your mind?
They telepathic kind.
Telepathically. Uh-huh.
They were like looking around in it.
Yes.
They saw like visions of woods and.
And you felt...
They looked into my past lives.
Oh, I see. They did research your past... Oh, okay. They telepathically look in your past life and your history, who you are, what was done by your soul. Is this correct?
They saw the jungle.
A jungle. You was in a jungle. You was animal?
No? Human.
Oh, human. But a jungle. Oh, okay. So it was far away, Okay, I got it. And you remember, you still remember that. Okay. What they discovered, they told you about that. Is this correct? That's why you remember. Is this correct?
I saw the past life
later. You saw yourself?
I I think I saw what they saw at the time.
Oh, you saw what they saw, so they gave you a chance simultaneously to observe. Oh, I see, I got it. Okay, they give you ability to do the same time. Okay, so they really did research for you for some reason. For some reason. Okay, okay. Did you ask them a question? If in your past, you belong to their race?
No.
You didn't ask that question? Okay. Okay. They gave you some explanation because you communicate with each other telepathically. So they gave you some explanation, something. They gave you some explanation what they done to you, or they just did it and that's it.
They just dropped me off after that.
After that, drop you off in your home again, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and probably it was during a night sleeping, is this correct? So actually your parents or your relative, they had no idea where have been, is this correct?
They saw them, but they did it did some with their hands and it made them fall asleep.
That aliens make by hands you fall asleep, right?
They use their hands to make them fall asleep.
Oh, okay. You was awakening and they brought you on your bed in your home, and because you was not sleeping, they make some sign by hands. Can you repeat that sign? And you instantly fall asleep. Is this correct? I see. Okay. But when you wake up in the morning, your parents, did you talk to your parents?
No one remembered.
Oh, you didn't remember?
I was scared, but I didn't remember.
Wait a minute. When you wake up, you remember what's happened to you during the night. Is this correct? So they left a memory inside?
No memory.
Oh, no memory. So you wake up like usually way and... Oh, I see. I got it. So what's happened to you, they remember. Are you sure this was not a dream, bad dream? Are you sure?
Not a dream.
Huh?
Not a dream.
Not a dream. How you recognize it was not a dream? Because pain...
Too much pain.
So even you remember nothing after they brought you back, but pain was still, you kept that pain in that areas, what
and
you mentioned.
Fear.
And fears about what's happened to you with this pain. So the fears about your pain, right? The fears about your pain. Is this correct? I see.
Yeah.
I see. Okay, relax. Just relax. We'll finish. Little friends. Just relax. Just relax. Loose and clean. Just relax. Okay. Okay. Now, it's what's happened to you, I believe you. That's what's happened to you. That's what brought you fears and pain. And nobody knew what you just, before we started, nobody knew your story, or you shared with someone or something.
No, well, a little. Some came back to me last summer.
This summer?
I remembered a little bit a year ago.
Okay, somebody came to you, or you talked to someone in a dream?
I had some alien memory. It
came back?
A little bit came back.
Oh, I see. Ago. I see. I got it. Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. I see. And it disturbed. But after that, you finish your school, college, you did something in your career, something?
lot of things.
A lot of things. So you did like normal person. You did what you're supposed to do in your life. Is this correct?
Kinda.
Oh, kind of that. But the pain still and some kind of memories still was inside you, and it disturbed you, and it's painful.
Scary.
Scare. I got it. And plus, did you contact with any doctor about your pain?
No.
Not really? You just keep inside yourself?
Yeah.
You keep just inside yourself. So deep. Okay. I got it. Okay. Let's work what I can help do it for you. Is okay? Let me help as I can. Okay? Thank you for sharing with me this story. It's very unusual story, let me tell you. It's very unusual story because, yes, it's very unusual, but they pick up you. Okay, and let me start it, okay? Let me start it. And I remind you, you're powerful, powerful psychic over there, okay? You're powerful, powerful psychic over there where you are. So right now, 3 years old boy, that time you was in your bed, and after that you described me what has happened. So just stop it to do that. Now, as 3 years old boy, I operate and working with you as 3 years old boy, okay? I want you to bring yourself in your mind any beach you would like to go, any beach you like to go with the ocean, sunny day, go. Are you there? By yourself? Wonderful. 3 years old boy. Of course you're safe and secure. You understand, my boy, right? Good. Thank you. Appreciate. Now, because it's sunny day, it's very hot. You understand that. So, would you like a little boy, 3 years old boy, go to swim? It's a safe area. Yes? Please, just jump in the ocean and have fun. Just jump, you know. Yes, I wanted to get fun. Come on. You deserve it. 3 years old boy. Come on. Come on. Just jump. 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 Come on. Enjoy. Have fun. But at the same time, you know, at the same time, I call out all dolphins and mermaid who close to you to come down and meet you. Wait and meet dolphins and mermaid. See them. How many dolphins?
Two.
How many mermaids?
One.
So two dolphins and one mermaid. Is this lovely?
Yeah.
Little boy, I want you to have a fun. You deserve that. Just play with them like never before. You have a great, perfect chance to play with them because they love you. They especially were swimming to you to have fun with you, to help you, assist you, because, you know, it's a different higher dimension. And they have fun to assist you. Play with them, little boy. Play with them. But at the same time, I respectfully ask the spirit of ocean water what surrounds you, please help that little boy, 3 years old, and cleanse all kind of negative energy, vibrations, emotions, stress, whatever he had. Please help him to remove any kind of negative energy, attachments, entities, low vibration, everything, if he has in his body, 3 years old. I ask a spirit of ocean cleanse you completely and fully while you play with the dolphins and mermaid. Now, while you're playing with mermaid and dolphins, I respectfully ask them. Now, I ask them to to dolphins and mermaid, please share with the 3 years boy all information, all knowledge, what he must to know about his situation. Help him to understand on a deeper level with some information which will help him to live and be happy, successful, enjoy with his life. Share with him, please.
I need to grow up.
Listen to them. They're very smart. Trust me. They're very smart. And you know that also. Listen what they share with you. Teach you. Help you. Improve, will improve quality of your life for your joy.
I need to grow up. I need to grow up.
Okay, what else I share with you? Of course, you'll remember everything what we are doing during the session. I repeat, you will remember exactly what we are doing during this journey. Only remember what we are doing during the journey is in detail, what suggestion, what healing process. You will remember that.
That's all. I just need to grow up.
It was suggestion to you, right? Mm-hmm. Ask them, what step should be done to do that?
I know.
Oh, you know already. Ah, okay. Okay. And ask them. And after that, when you do that step, all your troubles or your negative memories or your feelings or scares or whatever will go away?
It's step one.
It's step one. Mm-hmm. Yes? It's good. It's good news. Just continue to play with them, okay? Just continue to play.
There's another step.
Okay, tell me.
I don't know. There's...
Oh, you don't know yet? Okay.
So I'll learn it after I take care of this.
Oh, yeah, I see. So they give you advice to do step by step, not just the whole process, but they will see how you made a first step result, and after that they suggest second. When you made a second, and so on, until you will be successful person, perfect person in your life. Is this correct? Oh, it's so lovely. Do you like this step? Okay. Okay, what they suggest you to do first step? What you should do? You said you know. You said you know.
Grow up.
Okay, I see. Okay, fine, you know how, okay, fine. Okay, let's go forward. Now, if they share something else with you, or it's enough for a first meeting?
That's all.
It's all. But they continue to play with you, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're telling me to go.
For them? Okay, they did what they should do. Can you ask them a question about what race you will belong before you came on Earth? What planet you belong? What your original? If dolphins know that.
They don't want me. They're shaking their head. They don't
want to tell you right now because you're not ready.
No.
I see. Okay, fine, fine. I just try. Okay, fine. Just let them go and say great thank you and say them you will be glad to meet them again for next step or will be glad to continue to if they monitor your progress in making first step and complete the first step, so they will give you chance to second step. Is this correct?
Yeah, thumbs up.
Thumbs up. So they keep in mind and you keep in mind, okay? Is this good news for you?
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Now, can you just go on the sand? You finish to swim and go to the sand. Can you? Are you on the sand? Mm-hmm. Good. You can even sit on the sand. Is okay with you? Mm-hmm. Now, little 3-year-old boy. I ask you, please, just repeat after me what I'm going to say, okay? I truly, truly forgive those beings who hurt me.
I truly, truly forgive those beings who hurt me.
Intentionally or unintentionally.
Intentionally or unintentionally.
I truly, truly forgive them what they did to me.
I forgive them for what they did to me.
And make me feel fears.
They make me feel fear.
Pain. And other negative emotions.
And other negative emotions.
But I truly, truly forgive them what they did.
I truly, truly forgive them.
And now I set them to be free.
I set them to be free.
From my mind, my heart.
From my mind, my heart.
My body, my soul.
My body, my soul.
Right now.
Free.
Good. Now, please, little boy, please repeat one more time after me. Now I truly, truly forgive those beings.
Now I truly, truly forgive those beings.
Who hurt me so hard.
Who hurt me so hard.
And make me feel so bad for that period of time.
Make me feel so bad that period of time.
Physically, emotionally, energetically.
Physically, emotionally, energetically.
Even they did this intentionally or unintentionally.
Even they did this intentionally or unintentionally.
But I truly, truly forgive them what they did to me right now.
I truly, truly forgive them what they did to me right now.
And now I set them to be free.
And now I set them to be free.
From my mind, my heart.
From my mind, my heart.
My body, my soul.
My body, my soul.
Right now.
Right now.
Good. Little boy, please, you're doing a good job, I appreciate. Please repeat something else after me. Now I truly, truly forgive myself.
Now I truly, truly forgive myself.
If I did something wrong to myself, hurt myself.
If I did something wrong to myself, hurt myself.
Intentionally or unintentionally.
Intentionally or unintentionally.
But I truly, truly forgive myself what I did.
I truly, truly forgive myself what I did.
Because of my misunderstanding, my confusion.
Because of my misunderstanding and confusion.
And I truly, truly forgive myself what I did that time.
And I truly, truly forgive myself what I did that time.
But now I want to set myself to be free as a bird.
But now I want to set myself to be free as a bird.
And I will fly anytime, anywhere I want to.
I will fly anytime, anywhere I want to.
Repeat one more time, little boy. You're doing a good job. I really appreciate it. Now I truly, truly forgive myself.
Now I truly, truly forgive myself.
What I did to myself.
What I did to myself.
Which hurt me.
Which hurt me.
Create a pain.
created pain.
Physical, emotional, energetic.
Physical, emotional, energetic.
But I truly, truly forgive what I done to myself.
But I truly, truly forgive what I done to myself.
Intentionally or unintentionally.
Intentionally or unintentionally.
Because of my misunderstanding and confusion.
Because of my misunderstanding and confusion.
But now, I want to set myself to be free as a bird.
But now I want to set myself to be free as a bird.
And I will fly anytime, anywhere I want to, and I will.
And I will fly anytime, anywhere I want to, and I will.
Fly. What color? You as a bird. What color? See yourself as a bird. What color?
Like ultraviolet.
Ultraviolet. It's wonderful. It's a high vibration. Congratulations to you. Ooh, I love you. I love you. You're doing a good job. Come on. You're wonderful. Somebody told you. You're wonderful. It's a high vibration. Wow, wow, wow. I like it. Ultraviolet. Wow. It's a big bird.
Small.
Small. It's okay. It doesn't matter. You're high vibration. So I want you to fly anytime, anywhere, as you suggest to yourself. Because right now, say yourself, I'm free, free, free forever.
Free, free, free forever.
And feel it inside your body, inside your mind, inside your thought, inside your heart. Feel it. Come on.
Yeah.
You deserve that. You're wonderful. Do you like it?
Yeah.
Now, I want to mentally in your mind just bring you back and that bed where they brought you. Just bring yourself 3 years old in their bed, okay, your bed. But now you are different. You came back, you are different. Tell me, how you feel right now yourself, little 3 years old boy?
It's not right.
You still has a fears or something else?
Yeah.
Okay. What kind of fears you had? Unknown?
Well, I was scared that the aliens would take me.
Okay. But you realize they just did observation, learning from you. Yes, it's not pleasant. You're not the first person. You're not the first person. Yes, it's true. They just took you for some reason. Later on, you will find out what's the reason. It's very possible. And past, you belong to them. And they just tested you as you was belong to them. Your progress or your development as a human, it's very possible too. But now, you feel yourself calmer. Is this correct? Even it's not was right, but it was not your decision and was some reason. And just guess, later on, when you become adult, grow up, you will realize it was some purpose, maybe even good for you as well. You understand? Not just what they learned from you. They saw analysis to help many other people like you from the same race. They learned. They learned maybe your some illness. They learned your past. They observed how it can be fixed, what can be fixed. Yes, they did research. I agree with you. Maybe that pain was in that time when they did research, okay? But after that, the pain is gone because it was scare, emotional scares, and that places when you felt it. Okay. So when you grow up, it not takes so long. I believe they will help you because you told me you know how to do that, and you will realize maybe it was at all not so bad idea. Even you felt maybe not so. You know, some people go to operation when they have some illness. They go to operation to remove something. It's a painful when a surgeon removes something what troubles people. It's a hurt, but later on, when pain is gone and that problem from body or somewhere is gone, that client, patient feel much better, greater, and he appreciates the surgeon, what they done to him after all. I expect probably it's very possible it will happen to you in your case. Do you believe it?
Yeah,
this is the whole idea. This is the whole idea. You're doing good job. Yeah. Okay, fine. So right now, in that bed, you change kind of perception what's happened to you. And something changed in your mind. It will assist and help you to doing a first step. Are you agree? And it works for you, not because I say so, because it's your inner, internal understanding. Is this correct?
Yeah.
So it's a good news for you. I am glad. No, little 3-year-old boy in that bed. Show me your smile. I want to see your smile. You have perfect smile, little boy. Come on. You have small. Keep the smile all the time. Keep the smile all the time. It will represent your feelings inside your body. It's not just smile on your face or on your lips. No, it's represent energy vibration inside your heart, inside your body, inside your mind. This is how that works. Okay, I want you enlighten your life with a great opportunity, possibilities. I do believe later on you can discover something else for yourself, something extraordinary abilities for yourself, because probably you're not ordinary guy. You kind of advanced guy. I'm not saying special, but you advanced guy, which can do something more and better and greater than other people. Do you believe that?
Yeah.
Yeah, because your heritage probably very powerful. They not accidentally show you, you know, they not did this or purpose try to hide something from you. No, they not try to hide something from you. They did this for a good reason. They did this for a good reason to show you. They share with you, which is good news. Are you agree?
Yeah.
Because they want to show you past, but at the same time, it will be progressive. They show you the future. They will assist not just them, who with them, or who represent, or kind of that. Do you believe it?
Yeah.
This is the whole idea. It's lovely. Okay, now let's go back to you, what you had before, pain on your right leg. Let me do something over there and see you. And I will ask you just bring your attention inside that painful what was before area, what was before. Okay, and I will try to do some healing work with that and see if it's still there or it's gone completely. Does this make sense? Okay, now just point it with your finger, what location in your right leg. Here?
The leg is gone. The pain is gone from it.
For now?
It's... Yeah.
Okay, let me be sure. I will check. I expect this. Come on, listen. Listen to me. I expect it. I love you. You did a good job. Even more than I expected. Come on. Let me see. Okay, just relax. Okay, I want you to relax completely and fully, loose and limp, completely. So no tension, no nothing. Come on. So it was that area. Before.
Yeah.
That area. Okay. What I ask you, bring your intention inside specifically that area. Just your intention and see colors, or maybe even you feel vibration colors in that area. It's what I ask you. And I'm going to walk with you, okay?
I will use a special vibration, violet flame vibration. It's very powerful vibration. Okay? So just bring your attention in that area, okay, where I'm working. Any changes, you let me know. First of all, what inside that area, what was before, not
red.
Red?
Red, kind of almost orange.
Or almost orange?
Yeah.
Before it was red?
It's like red orange now.
Red orange, okay. Let me walk right now. And you will let me know changes. I will remove some kind of inflammation or some negative energy, negative thoughts. You. Still working, and you will let me know what color change or your feelings change, or maybe some messages come out.
It clears my crown.
It's what? Clear your crown chakra. Perfect. Come on, it's good. You see, it works. I still continue to cleanse it. You see how it's everything's connected in a body. You see that? It's not accidentally if one part is not good, another part is perfect. No, it's wonderful if it would be, but it's some reason. The reason is what I'm telling you. The reason is your source of your pain in your leg was in your mind. Do you believe it?
Yeah.
That's the whole idea. So it's not really physical pain like I mentioned before. So you see, I start to heal a source, a pain, what was created, okay, and affect you in your right leg.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Observe, still observe what changes and where. You just let me know, it's like feedback from you to me, what's going on inside your body, because it's your body.
It's violet now.
Violet? And your knee? Below knee?
Yeah, it's violet.
Okay, let me continue. I told you I walk in this violet flame. Remember? It works. You see how it works? You're a powerful guy. You're good. They still continue to clean up. Maybe deeper issue, tissue. And I ask Master Saint Germain, who walking with the violet flame, please cleanse her memory cells in that area. Cleanse a memory, restore, reset memory, cell memory, and that area of his right feet. Let him finish that cleansing, okay? When it's restore a memory, it will be good. It's what you need. He still does cleansing. Or you just observe that area inside. That's it. Now I ask Master Saint Germain again with violet flame to heal completely and fully that area like never before. Healthy, strong, powerful, functioning perfectly for him. make it happen. Observe in that area if something changes. Your feelings changes, color changes. After that, I will use golden vibration in that area. But now, let him finish it, what he is doing for you. You're doing a good job. Let Master Saint Germain to finish that. I want to finish completely, so it will never bother you again, okay? You will be healthy, strong, powerful, whatever you want for yourself. You deserve that. Now, I'm going to work in that area, specifically that area. I'm going to work with a golden vibration, okay? Please accept that golden vibration, like a shower. I sent a golden shower specifically that area, okay? Please accept it. This is a healing high vibrational. And that vibration go to your crown chakra as well. I will work later on with your crown chakra as well. And you let me know what changes for you, any part of your body, your leg or something else, somewhere else. The golden vibration going to source of your problem, including your knee and source of your problem. And source on your problem. You're doing a good job. Thank you. I still send it, okay? Now I'm going to spray on that area. Energetic. Accept it. I'll do for both. Yeah. So far so good. Will be like brand new. Even better than before. Yeah. Yep. So far so good. Now, please, let me know what changes in your right leg area. Do you feel left and right equal, feeling the same? Is this correct?
Yeah.
Do you like that feelings?
Yeah.
It's a new feeling for you, but it's good feeling.
Yeah.
Do you feel this is healthy feelings?
Yeah.
And you can operate, you can do, you know, jogging, you can do whatever you want to do, you know, you deserve that. And no more, and never come back. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Because it's gone. Do you believe it?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me just balance a little bit, balance your both legs, and after that I will walk with your back, okay? Thank you. I ask please to help him to balance his right left legs. Balance. Balance. Left, right legs. Help him. And you will let me know changes or feelings. I want you to feel that balancing. Feel that balancing, okay? So it will go the same good spot for you, okay? Feel that balancing inside. Feel that balancing, okay? You deserve that. Now, do you feel the equal?
Yeah.
Left, right, absolutely equal. Feelings?
Very equal.
Very equal. Okay, so we finished so far. Just relax, keep relax your legs relax, deeply relax, because the energy continue to moving. You understand? Now I respectfully ask a spirit of a new Gaia, our planet, please come down and help him to ground him and give. Take out all negative energy from his body, his mind, for transformation, and send back throughout his feet. Send back positive, great energy, vibration, joyful feelings, happiness. Let it happen. And you'll let me know what changes.
It's all connected.
It's what? All connected. You feel that, right?
Yeah.
So the energy going back and forth, is this correct?
Into the earth.
To the earth, yeah, I'm talking about with the earth. So yeah. The earth take out of all garbage from your body, from your mind, if you still have,
yeah.
Okay? And for transmutation, for transformation, whatever necessarily. But at the same time, it sent you back from your feet up, send up all positive energy, vibration, higher vibration, knowledge, great feelings. Is this correct?
Yeah.
Okay. It works for your chakras. Is it works for your chakras?
Yeah.
You feel?
It cleared it all.
It's clean. And it will be easy for me to walk with your back because you see the energy from Gaia, our planet. It works for us at the same time. I really appreciate. Now, I respectfully ask a spirit of new Gaia. I ask spirit of new Gaia, please send him a message what he must to know from you now.
Very well.
The same message?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And dear spirit of Gaia, let him know you continue his support.
He'll support me. But I need to support myself.
Ah, okay. And you can, and you know how to do that? Do you know how?
Yeah.
Ah, okay. So you don't need advice from Gaia because you know already that, right? She did what she did, okay? Okay, wonderful. Wonderful. Dear Gaia, I respectfully ask if he still need to do something with his chakras. Let him know.
No.
No?
It's all done.
All done. Dear spirit of new Gaia, let him know it should be something done with his aura around his body.
It's all done.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, Lord. I like it. Dear spirit of new Gaia, I appreciate everything what you're doing. For him, for us. We love you, we respect you, we're very glad to work with you and help you as well. Thank you so much. You can say thank you in your mind to her as well.
Thank you.
Now, let me check for your back. What's going on? Maybe it's gone as well. Okay, now I want you to sit straight in this chair. Okay, and put your back low, down, down, down. Drop your arms, drop down, and sleep. Sleep down, okay? Is this feeling correct? Is that place?
A little higher.
Higher?
Yeah.
This?
Like a little higher. Yeah.
Okay. So I want you again, concentrate with your inner mind, concentrate inside that area. Let me know what color you have over there right now.
Red.
Red. Okay, fine. That's what I expect. Let me help you. Let me help you. Keep looking that red color, okay? I'm working with you again with a violet flame, Master Saint Germain. And I ask him to cleanse all kind of negativities, emotions, stress, blockages, bad thoughts, bad memories. Clean him out, please. And you will let me know how it's affect you.
It's leaving.
I ask to cleanse a source of that painful feelings, what he has. A source of that. Doesn't matter where they are. Please heal the source of that. He is working so far. He does cleansing for you. And you just observe inside changes for your good, your feelings. Maybe another place of your body you will, like was before with a leg, maybe something else will be more clear, like sores, whatever. He still cleans you. Just relax, keep yourself relaxed, loose and limp. Loose and limp, that's what I ask you. Whole body just loose and limp. Deeply. Now I respectfully ask him, and I ask Master Hilarion with a great vibration, green vibration. Please heal that area on his back and heal a source what created that bad, painful feelings before. Heal it, that pain on the back and source what created. Completely?
Yeah.
Okay, but it still continues. It's fine. I'm glad. I'm glad to hear it. And color is? And that area,
green.
Color, huh?
Green.
I expect to hear it because this is what I say. It's Master Hilarion. He works with that green healing colors, vibration. I'm so glad for you. Thank you. And I'm glad for that masters who help you. Wow, you're doing so good. I'm glad for you. Let me finish it completely. After that, I will walk like I did for your leg. I will do a golden healing for you, okay? Your crown chakra is okay?
Yeah, it's good.
Okay. Nowhere else you felt something like before, no?
No.
Good, good. It's good news. No, it's good news. I like it. Now, as I mentioned before, I'm going to spray on you, okay, a special good spray, okay, uplift that energy vibration, okay? And after that, I will work with a golden vibration that area, okay? Okay, now I use like before, I use golden shower. I send that vibration in that area, okay, and around with a golden vibration. And I ask to cleanse and remove all negative memories, cellular memories, what's happened to you, painful memories. Remove completely and fully, reset them. And bring the golden vibration each cell, specifically that area and around. Now, please accept that golden vibration in your low back. If Master Hilarion continue to walk with you in that area with the green vibration, please welcome. I believe they finished it. How you feel right now? Just tell me your feelings.
Good.
Everything
is clear. Just slowly sit back. Just slowly sleep. Deep sleep. You're still in sleep mode. But you're doing so good. You're still in deep sleep mode. Deep sleep mode. Deep sleep mode. Now. So deep.
Now. Let me tell you what was done. Remain that state. So right now you have no pain, no even memories about what was before in your right leg, in your low back. Is this correct?
Yeah.
It's gone. Okay. And now let me work with your crown chakra and with your head to remove some maybe over there, some kind of memories, emotions, or whatever has happened. Is okay with you?
It's clear now.
Let me check. I believe you. I want just to double check. Is okay? Can I do it? Thank you. Appreciate it. By the way, you can breathe in full capacity of your lungs. It's no resistance, no blockages, no interruption. Can you? Do it a few times. Completely full inhale, full capacity of lung. And slow exhale through your mouth. No resistance, no nothing. It's a free to breathe so deep. Is this correct?
Yeah.
Do you like this way?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Now, I ask Archangel Metatron with his power. Okay? To check and look. To take a look. And his crown chakra, and what associate with his crown chakra, okay? And if necessarily, to adjust what must be adjust for his best result. One second.
Freeze your head in this position. Freeze.
I will spray above your head, okay? Raise your vibration.
You can even smell that spray. It's wonderful and bring inside yourself. Can you? Do you like it? Thank you. It will raise your vibration and inside your body, okay?
Thank you. Let's go forward. Now, I repeat, I ask Archangel Metatron, please check out his crown chakra, if necessarily above chakra, what should be done to cleanse, re-energize, or something else. It's just checking. So far, so good. I ask Archangel Metatron, do we need to work with his upper chakras from crown and up? He said no. Good, congratulations. We're done with that.
Okay, we're so close to finish it.
Wow.
Okay.
Now, I respectfully ask you, mentally in your mind, just slowly, precisely, scan your body inside, from top of your head, throughout your whole body, I repeat, whole body to the tips of your toes. And if you find something, you let me know.
Your time. I want to be sure everything in right for you. Right feelings, right sensations.
So good.
So good. And do you feel the energy easily, freely?
Yeah.
Go up and down inside your body, inside your meridians, and so on. Do you feel that way, energy?
It all flows clearly.
Clearly, okay. One more thing. Visualize in your mind what colors surround your head, your aura. Just briefly, what color dominant around your head, your aura?
Kind of blue-violet.
Uh-huh, blue-violet, okay. A dominant, right? Ah, okay. If you did this, okay, what color dominant in front of your chest? In front of your chest?
Green and yellow.
Okay, I got it. Okay. And by the way, around your both legs, what dominant colors?
Red. Black.
Red and black, which is good because this is your root chakra and this is your earth star chakra. Is this correct?
Yeah.
So it's okay. It's not inflammation or kind of that.
It looks good.
Yeah, it looks good. Yeah, it's what I say. So you're okay in that case. Okay, let me give you a chance to have a few messages and we're pretty done. Okay? You deserve that. Now, I respectfully ask, now I'm talking to members of our team, what we create. I respectfully ask your higher self, I give you a message, what you should know in that point.
Says,
You can ask, clarify more clear for you. It's okay, don't worry. Ask, my dear high self, please clarify what I should know in that point. That's it.
Says it's done. I've gotten all I needed to get.
It said what?
It's all done. I've gotten all I've needed to get.
So it was done what's supposed to be?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Is your higher self confirms that?
Yeah.
I want to hear it. That's perfect. I love it. I love it. Thank your higher self. Wow, wow. I like your higher self. Wow, wow. So it's just confirmation, which is good for you, right?
Yeah.
Are you happy now? Show me a smile. Come on. I want to see a smile. Come on. Okay. Now, I respectfully ask your body wisdom. I give you a message, what you should know in that point.
Good.
Hmm?
It just said good.
It said good?
Yeah.
So, I mean, your body health or feeling is good right now?
Yeah.
Okay, it's good news. I like it. Please, I respectfully ask your inner wisdom. I give you a message, what you should know now.
That it's like high, high vibrations
exist right now. So you right now operate in higher vibration.
Yeah.
Ask your higher self what number of high vibration you have.
17.
What? What you said?
17.
17? You have vibration 17?
That's what it said.
Wow, it's a high, Jesus Christ. It's a high, congratulations to you. Woo-hoo-hoo. Wow. Ask your higher self. Ah, okay. What your normal vibration will be in your normal, I mean, daily activities?
14.
14. So you will operate on 14, but right now, because I raised your vibration, because what we do, healing and contact with the higher being, so you raise your vibration by 3, and now it's 17. Is this correct?
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Now, I respectfully ask your heart. I give you a message. Listen your heart. Listen your truth.
She said love.
It's what? Self-love?
It said love.
Oh, love for yourself and love for others, ask.
For others.
For others. Can you do it?
Yeah.
Can you expand your life, your love, expand your heart, expand your love, and more and more. But at the same time, you keep your heart protected as well.
Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you. You know that. Perfect. Now, I respectfully ask your soul to give you a message. Listen.
Free it.
What it said?
I need to free my soul.
Ask how? Or you started?
Need to live out the rest of my lives.
Listen.
I just gotta live. I'll live my life, and then my next life, and my next life, and then it'll be free.
So ask your soul, is this your lesson, what you should have in this lifetime?
Yeah.
Exactly. So you accept that?
Yeah.
Because your soul wanted to happen, and it's happened to you. Do you believe it?
Yeah.
Okay, so you agree with your soul, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're both in a good relationship.
Yeah.
Okay, wonderful. And you accept it, of course.
Yeah.
Okay, so you live as much as you want, as you can, and enjoy your life, knowing other lives will be much better, greater.
Yeah.
Good. Now, I respectfully ask your guardian angels to give you a message.
They said they're here.
Is it what?
They're here for me.
Oh, yeah. And they cover you and keep your stay of troubles. Is this correct?
Yeah.
If necessarily, they will correct you or give you some sign or warning about that.
They'll step in if they need to.
It's what?
They'll step in if they need to.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's a good thing for you.
Yeah.
Ah, okay. Are you satisfied after all what you learned today?
Yeah.
Are you satisfied with your feelings, your body feelings, your emotional feelings?
Yeah.
Ask your emotional body what's around you, emotional body around you, how it feel now, emotional body.
Thumbs up.
Hmm?
It's good.
Oh, wonderful. I love it. It's what they're waiting for. Okay. Now, we're going to finish that. It's time. Okay? Now, just relax yourself even deeper. Make your whole body loose and clean and bring yourself back to that relation. Very deeply relaxed state in my booth, in my chair. Now. Wonderful. Thank you. Good. Now, for your convenience, I just count from 1 to 5. From your convenience, I'm just count from 1 to 5. Okay? You just listen to me and follow me, okay? That's it. Very simple. Stay deep. 1. You feel great, wonderful, perfect, like never before. I want you to test your feet on the ground. Be sure you're grounded.
Yeah.
You feel your feet. Play with your feet. Perfect. Yeah. Play with your arms. Yeah. Play with your neck, your back. Gently. You can even a little stretch yourself. Carefully. So you feel your whole body belong to your body.
Yeah.
And in a better shape, is this correct?
Yeah.
And you satisfy completely and fully with your body, your feelings.
Yeah.
Good. 3. Each cell of your body, I repeat, each cell of your body cleansed,
yeah,
healed,
yeah,
rejuvenated, and re-energized.
Yeah.
With a positive, white, bright light,
yeah,
violet vibration,
yeah,
green vibration,
yeah,
white vibration, any positive, great, uplifting, higher vibration inside your body, inside your mind,
yeah,
inside your thoughts.
Yeah.
Wonderful. 4. Your mind clear, relaxed, calm, peaceful, very positive, very optimistic, very happy, what you just learned, what you got, that feelings, result of that. You're so happy, you have so much friends, high spiritual friends, who take care about you, you know that.
Yeah.
And they're ready to continue to support you, you know that. And they will.
Yeah.
Yes, they will continue to watch you. You are not alone. Okay? And as you told me, after session, just start to do step what necessarily to accomplish a first step,
yeah,
for your grow up. Okay? And after that, you will get messages, vision, or something, whatever, about your next step, another step, so you will become what you support. How you're supposed to be and what you're supposed to do for you the best result in this lifetime. I agree?
Yeah.
Do you like this?
Yeah.
Okay. It's a resonate with your vibration, what you just said.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Good. Okay, now. In a moment, I'm going to say number 1. Okay. When I say number 1, you will just open your eyes, wide awake,